Yes, that's right. You're listening to RDU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast with me, Liam, but you know that already. Now, I'm absolutely delighted to be talking to my next guest. Hot off the back of releasing a song called Save the Planet. They've had a big year. Park Road is this band's name. I have Tom on the line. Tom, good morning. How you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, you are so welcome. How are you? How's 2023 been?
2023 has been a good year. We've done lots of things. We went to Australia recently and played our first shows over there, which was
so
good. And then we've kind of just been getting ready to play the summer shows at the moment. Got a few summer festivals lined up, which I'm really excited about. It's gonna be a real fun summer. So we've been putting in the mahi now to kind of so we can get the treats later.
Yeah, I was actually gonna ask about that. Because I certainly feel like as a band, you've grown a lot this year. So it was inevitable you're gonna get on some of those summer lineups. So you must be excited for that.
Yeah, for sure. Because we've played R&B a couple of times before.
Oh.
Garden stage, but this is the first time that we've played on the main stage this time, which has been like a bit of a dream, to be honest.
Yeah, holy shit. That's huge. I mean, congratulations. Because do you feel like you've had quite a big year for you guys?
Yeah, it's definitely been like steady, and which has felt real, real cool. In terms of just like keeping the momentum.
So tell me a little bit about Australia. How was that? Like first, were those your first international gigs?
Yeah, first we did one gig ages ago where Leo and I were in Bali, and there was like a random as
okay
local band playing, and we just told them the chords, and they like were so good that they could just get it straight away. But this was the first official international gigs that we've done, which was so good. It was it was a bit interesting, the showcase kind of vibe, but it was met so many cool people over there, and Sydney's actually cool as city, I reckon.
Yeah, because it was for South by Southwest, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. I didn't quite understand the whole showcasey part of it, but again, I wasn't there. Do you think do you feel like your showcase, like, did it work?
I think it worked. There was a lot of walking between venues because I tried to see, like, a whole bunch of other acts.
Oh, right, yeah.
But yeah, no, it was real cool. We got like some cool things out of it, which was mean as well.
Oh, I'm really happy for you guys. You totally deserve it. But let's talk about why you're actually here, and that is to talk about Save the Planet. Tell me a little bit about the song.
So it's kind of probably one of the more summery songs on the album. And so we were kind of just like, oh, let's just put it out right before the summertime. So hopefully people can have a good time to it, listen to it in the car around on their roadies. But we wrote it on Waiheke Island.
Oh, lovely.
We just jamming some chords, and then we were like, oh, let's go finish this up on like a park bench overlooking the sea. It just came together pretty quickly. And then we jammed it with the band, and then just, started playing it. And it was pretty quick process, to be honest.
So Save the Planet, is it about saving the planet?
Well, to be honest, if you listen to the lyrics, it's It's kind of about it a little bit, but it's also about kind of like when you want someone to feel the same way as you,
So it's deep and meaningful, right? Of course, it's always you, bloody artists, you with your double meanings. Honestly, such deep thinkers. Is this written from personal experience? You don't have to divulge. You can say nothing if you want, but is this from lessons learned?
I'd say so, yeah. We try to make like most of our stuff from real life kind of moments. There's a line that's like searching for clovers, Jesse and Rosie, and then I know like Rosie, but Jesse, I don't actually know Jesse.
Right. Oh yeah. My gosh.
But I can't claim that to be a real lyric, but yeah, all the rest.
I love it. the rest of the album, is it similar-ish to this, or is there a fair bit of variety in there? Like, is this an accurate representation?
I'd say there's definitely a lot of variety. It kind of goes up and down and gets like really stripped back at some places, and then it's kind of some of it's a bit more wintry as well, which is kind of a sound that I think we've been kind of looking at a little bit.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a little bit I feel like we've been a little bit sad, so there's a bit of sadness in there, but you know, you gotta have all of the emotions going, I reckon.
Too right. I agree with that. Sadness isn't necessarily a bad thing. That's very wise of you. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. You should be so proud of everything you've achieved this year. And it is lovely to talk to you again. I'm so proud of you guys. It's so exciting to see everything you're doing. And, you know, waving the flag for Aotearoa as well, which is really, really special. For our audience out there right now, we're going to play Save the Planet. This is a brand new one from Park Road. Tom, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it so much.
Right. Stop it. You can keep complimenting me. I like it. No, not right now. We have to play your song. Yes, for our audience right now, here is Save the Planet. Enjoy it so, so much.
Chasing a thrill, and you said, tell me how it feels. Tell me what the feeling's like. And your hands are tired. I do the driving, I'm sat beside you. You can tell me how it feels. I'll just take the wheel. And you said, we better start planning. Let's save the planet. Got a blank canvas, anything could happen. You got your scars and I got my baggage. None of it matters. Just tell me how it feels. Tell me what the feeling's like. Tell me how it feels. Tell me that it feels alright. Tell me how it feels. Tell me what the feeling's like. Flies on the weekend with light floating in a field. Is this even real? And searching for clovers, Jesse and Rosie. get to know you. Can't stop feeling how I feel. Is this even real? And you said we better start planning. Let's save the planet. Got a blank canvas, anything could happen. You got your scars and I got my baggage. None of it matters. Just tell me how it feels. Tell me that it feels alright.